Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein with you as we head to the eighth inning. Aaron Vogt on for the Stearns County All-Stars. Stearns County with Trent Gertken at third, Matthew Quaid at short, Cody Foray at second, Eric Schoenberg at first, Kyle Dearden in left, Brian Schlungen in center, and Logan Funk in right. Nathan Terrace behind the plate, and Heath Kramer to the plate for Central Valley. Heath second at bat. He walked in his first at bat. And Aaron Vogt, who pitches from the stretch now at all times, on the mound. The veteran pitcher started his career. He threw hard. Threw hard and has really developed his control over the years, mixing fastball, breaking ball. The first pitch to Kramer is a strike in 0-1. The ball is one strike. Ball outside in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Aaron Vogt delivers and Kramer swings and misses strike two. One ball, two strikes to Heath Kramer. More activity down in the Central Valley bullpen. As Kramer swings and misses, he was fooled by that pitch on the outside corner. Nathan Terrace will throw to first, and they get Heath Kramer on strikes in the eighth inning. One out. Brian Marquardt to the plate. Brian had a base hit in his first at-bat tonight. He's one for one. Aaron Vogt's pitch, and a fastball right at the knees, 0-1. It's a little bit high inside, and the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Well, it's pitch and a swing and a miss by Marquardt, strike two. Swung right over the top of that pitch. Aaron Vogt looking down to Nathan Terrace. The right-hander's pitch, and Marquardt drives it to left field. Zierden coming hard. Oh, he trapped it. As he dove for it, he slipped as he was going to make a dive and came up a little short, and I think lucky for him, that ball ended up in his glove yet. So a single for Marquardt. He's two for two tonight. Here's Isaac Machinsky, 0 for 3 so far tonight, Isaac is. Marquardt leads from the first with one out, and the pitch low for ball 1-0. There is a strike called, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Machinski, big left-handed hitter, fouls it back and out of play in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Machinski just gets a piece of the breaking ball. And the count stays 1-2. On deck, it's David Jonas. Isaac from Luxembourg. Isaac, part of that very successful St. Cloud Technical College team, too, this year. Ball and two strikes. Brian Marquardt leads from first with one out. Aaron Vogt's pitch. Another foul back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Mitch Gordon. The Mitch Gordon band in town tonight later on here at Baseball Park. Vogt's pitch is high for ball and the count full. Actually, maybe 2-2 here. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, and a curveball that gets Machinski to reach out, popping it up over at third. Trent Gertken will glove it for the out. So a pop-up over at third. Now two outs. Brian Marquardt still at first base, and here's David Jonas. Jonas 1-for-3 so far tonight. Central Valley trailing 3-2 here in the top of the eighth. It's low and in the dirt. Ball 1-0. The count. It's a little bit low and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jonas takes a mighty cut. 2-0, he was sitting fastball, and he swung over the top of it, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Aaron Vogt ready. Jonas swings, follows the pitch, back and out of play, and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Jonas out on strikes as Vogt gets him swinging here in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, 7.5. Stearns County 3, Central Valley 2. More Game of the Week baseball from Saints Field coming up in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, so Zach Laudenbach in for St. Augusta. Earlier we had Travis Laudenbach from St. Augusta. So Zach Laudenbach pitching the eighth. Against the Stearns County All-Stars. David Jonas still doing the catching. Isaac Machinsky still in at first base for the All-Stars. And Zach Lundbach taking his last few warm-up tosses. He will face Nathan Terrace of Spring Hill, Trent Gertgen of Richmond, and Kyle Zierden of Farmy. Bottom of the eighth inning, a 3-2 ball game. We've got a good one here tonight. A.J. Hadley, Tom Marquardt, the All-Star managers talking to each other across the way. And Nathan Terrace steps into the batter's box. David Jonas just going over a few signs with Zach Lautenbach out on the mound. And back to home plate is David. Hey, your game of the week brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwell Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. We'll name that Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. First pitch to Nathan Terrace is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Now we're seeing the sun come across the field again here at Saints Field in El Rosa. Swing and a miss by Terrace, strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. A swing and a miss by Terrace, strike two, and 1-2. You can hear the band starting to warm up in the back. They'll be rocking the house tonight here in El Rosa. Inside a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Zach Lautenbach kicks and delivers, and Terrace drives this one down the left field line. That's out of play. Goes over the big wood wall barrier down that left field line. 2-2. Lautenbach kicks and delivers. Just a little bit outside the count, full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And Terrace ahead on the changeup from Lautenbach, and he follows it again down that left field line. The count stays at 3-2. Looking ahead to the Central Valley League's ninth inning, Luke Harn, Robert Lutkin, and Justin Kunkel, the scheduled hitters. There's ball four, and Nathan Terrace will walk. So a walk to Terrace. He's actually been on twice. His two at-bats, he's got a single and a walk. Here's Trent Gertgen, 0-1 for Gertgen. And Zach Lautenbach. Ready on the mound. A left-hander comes home, and Gertgen swings and misses a strike. Gertgen, a right-handed hitter. Lautenbach kicks and delivers. High for a ball. And 1-1, or two balls, one strike, 2-1. Or 1-2. I think it's 1-2, actually, that home plate umpire. Shaunis. Followed off by Gertgen. The count stays 1-2. Kyle Zierden waiting to hit next. 1-2 the count. Terrace leads from first with no one out. Lundbach's pitch. That one bouncing up to the plate. Terrace will go, and he slides into second. Stearns County looking for maybe an insurance run here in the inning. Two balls, two strikes. They lead 3-2 in the eighth. Lautenbach comes home. Pitches inside, and the count full at 3-2. three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Gertken rips it to third. Brian Marquardt, a one-hop shot, and he makes the play like a hockey goalie. You know, I saw him and Isaac Machinsky, they practiced that in their warm-up, where Brian was on his knees and Isaac threw him a one-hop shot back to him, and Brian scooped it out. And that time he used it, and now he's grabbing his shoulder a little bit. What a play. 5-3 on the putout as Gertken gets robbed of a hit. Here's Kyle Jeerden at the plate, and Kyle swings and misses strike one. Nathan Terrace, the base runner, over at second. Zach Loudenbach looking back to second, pitch to Jeerden, that bouncing up to the plate, and the count 1-1. One and one. They kick the pitch. There's strike two called, and one and two. Ball and two strikes. Choose Jeerden. His first at bat, he struck out tonight. And he squibs this one to Marquardt at third. Brian in on the grass. We'll throw to first in time to get Kyle Jeerden, and then 5-3 in the putout. Another nice play by Brian. And Eric Schoenberg comes to the plate. Eric struck out in his first at bat. Zach Loudenbach kicks, delivers in. Schoenberg takes high for a ball, 1-0. Nathan Terrace over at third now. He went to third on that ground ball in the infield. The pitch and a check swing. No swing, says the base umpire, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Schoenberg. And a swing and a miss. Strike one. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Schoenberg, a check swing back to Loudenbach on the mound. Zach will pick it up. He'll throw it a first. And a 1-3 put out of Eric Schoenberg. That will do it for the Stearns County League All-Stars in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We have played eight innings at Stearns County 3, Central Valley 2. We're back in a minute here on KESM.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Game of the week on KASM as we make our way to the top of the ninth inning. Aaron Vogt's going to get an opportunity to close it down here for the Stearns County All-Stars. He'll be facing Lucarn, Robert Lutkin, and then Justin Kunkel. Those are the scheduled hitters here in the ninth inning. 3-2 our score, Stearns County. Luke Karn, who is 1-for-1 so far tonight. He had a base hit in his at-bat, scored the second run of the ballgame, the left-handed hitter did. Stay tuned for your Albany and Richmond A&W post-game show or Player of the Game Award coming up here on KASN as Harn swings and misses strike one. 0-1 the count to Harn. Aaron Vogt delivers, and Harn a ground ball back to Vogt on the mound, who snares it in the underhand flip to first. And 1-3 on the put out of the blue card. So one out in the ninth, and Robert Lipkin to the plate. And the pitch to Robert, a strike at the knees, and 0-1. Balls, one strike. Pitch is a ball, and 1-1 to Lipkin. One ball, one strike. Lipkin sees that Vogt curveball, and it's a called strike. And now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One, two the count, one out, no one on. Aaron Vogt has the sign from Nathan Terrace. And the pitch outside, a ball in 2-2. Justin Kunkel on deck. And a little bit low to Lipkin, and actually to Robert Lipkin, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And the home plate umpire says strike three. And that looked like a pitch that was just like the one before. So out on strikes is Lipkin, two outs in the ninth. And here's Justin Kunkel. Justin bounced to second in his only at bat, batting with two outs here in the ninth. A little bit of a change up from Aaron Vogt. It is a strike called, 0-1, 3-2. We're on 7 hits, no errors for Central Valley. Or 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Central Valley. 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for Stearns County. Good game so far. Fouled out of play by Justin Kunkel. And the count at 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Vogt ready on the mound. His pitch and a swing. He did go around. Strike three called, and Kunkel is out on strikes, and that will do it. The Stearns County League All-Stars defeat the Central Valley All-Stars tonight at Saints Field and El Rosa, 3-2. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base for Central Valley in the ninth inning. Your final score again, Stearns County 3, Central Valley 2. We'll be back in a minute to wrap this one up.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back to El Rosa in Saints Field, where our All-Star game has gone final tonight in a little over 2 hours, a game that was dominated by good pitching tonight, good pitching here in El Rosa this evening. So Our unofficial lines tonight, Stearns County All-Stars, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Central Valley All-Stars, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. So just a well-played game all around. Saw some great plays in the field tonight. Just some wonderful, wonderful plays. And both teams using a lot of pitching tonight. The Stearns County All-Stars, they went with 7 different pitchers tonight. 7 different pitchers as Aaron Vogt comes on for the final 2 innings to get a save. The win tonight, I believe, will go to, looking here, when the Stearns County All-Stars, because they scored a run in the third inning to take a 1-0 lead. The Central Valley All-Stars tied it up in the fourth with a run in the fourth. And then Stearns County came back in the bottom of the fourth to get 2 runs. And that win would go to Jordan Roos of Roscoe if that holds true. He was the pitcher of record when Stearns County did take that lead again. So unofficially, Roos with the win. The loss will go to, looks like, Travis Loudenbach. Travis Loudenbach of St. Augusta would take the loss. So final game tonight, Stearns County League All-Stars 3 and Central Valley League All-Stars 2. Let's look at the scoring here for the Stearns County All-Stars. They picked up a run in the third inning. Kurt Marthaler singled out to right field, and then Kevin Kiefler walked, putting runners at first and second. After a pop-up in the infield by Kyle Leeser, a pop-up at short by Shane Campson, Will Funk walked to load him up. And then Cole Schmitz came to the plate. Cole drew a walk, driving in the first run with a walk. So the first run came via the walk in an RBI for Cole Schmitz. The Central Valley would come back and get a run of their own in the top of the fourth to even it up as Kevin Kramer singled. Scott Marquardt walked to put runners at first and second. And then after a pass ball, the runners went to second and third. Adam Beyer had a ground ball to third, which held the runners. And then Isaac Machinsky came up, and he had a sacrifice fly to a left field to score Kevin Kramer, making the score 1-1 at that point in the top of the fourth. But the Stearns County League All-Stars come back in the bottom of the fourth inning after 2 were out. Austin Schoenberg had struck out. Andy Hadley had lined out. And then Kurt Marthaler comes to the plate. He gets a single. Kevin Kiefler came up to the plate, and he doubled to right center field, putting it runners at second and third. And then Kyle Leeser, the base hit to left center field. A soft little base hit to left center field, scoring both Marthaler and Kiefler, and 3-1 at that point. Stearns County with the lead. Central Valley would come back, and they would score one more run in the seventh inning as Luke Harn led it off with a single. There was a ground ball to second base by Robert Lutkin to push Harn to second, and then Chase Altshire, ground ball to second, which moved the runner Harn up to third on the play. Tanner Anderson was hit by a pitch in scoring, then Luke Harn on another ground ball. So your final score, again, 3-2. Got to name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. And tonight, this player went 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs. Kyle Leeser from St. Martin. Congratulations, Kyle. You're our player of the game. You'll get a $10 gift certificate. You can use it either Albany or Richmond A&W. 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs tonight for Kyle Leeser playing at shortstop. That's going to do it from El Rosa tonight, our game of the week here on KASM. Thank you all for joining us here. A wonderful ball game, 3-2, the All-Star game, 3-2 with the Stearns County coming out victors tonight here at El Rosa. I want to thank our Game of the Week sponsors, Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in El Rosa, New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Greenwell Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud in Albany and Richmond, and WR. Game of the Week sponsors, and thank you again to the wonderful folks at Albany and Richmond AMW for doing our Player of the Game Awards. I want to thank Scott Stevens for producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein wrapping it up from El Rosa. 3-2, Stearns County wins tonight over Central Valley. It's all yours, Scott.
All right, thank you, Randy, and congratulations to the Stearns County League for their victory out in El Rosa this evening. Well, that's also going to do it for me this evening, everybody. We'll have Through the Bible with Les Feldick coming up next. Hope you all have a good night.
Hello, and welcome to Through the Bible with Les Feldick, an inspirational and informative half hour of insight into the heart of Scripture. In addition to teaching the Bible, Les is a full-time rancher, having a down-to-earth, practical teaching style that makes the Bible come to life.